Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
Indeed, the Daily Ticker brought to you in the Fan by Pelican Brewing Company. Born at the beach and online at pelicanbrewing.com. Five coastal locations with the addition now of Rockaway Beach. Our good friends at Pelican Brewing, again, born at the beach. It's a paid state Thursday. The commissioner of college football is hopping on with us. It's a busy day for him, don't you know? He's on ESPN.
Got a lot going on, man.
Dude, we are like, we're on the totem pole. We're just on the top of the totem pole. Although you could argue maybe you want to be at the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah, I'd probably rather be the bottom of the totem
pole.
Isn't
it pole? Isn't it bigger at the base?
A little too wobbly at the top, man. I think it'll fall over. If it falls over, you're screwed at the top of the totem pole.
Well, we're just sitting there on the totem pole. We're grateful that Josh Pate joined us. Josh Pate College Football Show on YouTube. Free to subscribe and like. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Josh Pate CFB. Good morning, Josh Pate. I want to ask you, Michigan State had to vacate 14 wins. They were given a three-year... a show cause or probation, whatever the hell they're calling this. I'm curious, Michigan State suffering vacated wins, but Michigan just nothing happening to them.
Is this a question? Is this like a stream of thought? It just ended so suddenly. You know how long it takes Michigan State to win 14 games?
A long time.
That's a long time. That's
right.
A lot of work. Yeah. This is tough. I looked at that, and, you know, I know a passerby, just a casual observer of college football, probably looked at that and said, this makes no sense. Those of us who follow the sport for a living and who are immersed in it, look at the people who say that makes no sense, and we just chuckle, and we pat them on the head, and we stroke them on the cheek, and just say, you poor thing, you're so new here. Of course it doesn't make sense. If it made sense, it wouldn't be the NCAA. Yeah. And not only that, I just a complete and utter, not even a chef's kiss, like a chef's hat on top of this whole thing, is the fact that Central Michigan ended up having stallions on the sideline in a game that Michigan State won, and Michigan State had to vacate the win.
Yep. Just beautiful. Just beautiful. It all makes sense. It's welcome to the NCAA. God, that's fantastic. I saw that yesterday. Couldn't stop laughing. I thought you put it perfectly, Pate, on Sunday recapping the game, because I think every Oregon fan had the same thought of, like, if we're going to go in Iowa, there's multiple ways that we can win this game. There's only one way that Iowa can win this game. And as we're watching it, it's like, oh, God, this is the way that Iowa can win this game. It's raining. The passing attack has been nullified. The weapons are out. Buckle up. Let's see how this thing plays out. And Oregon ended up winning and beating Iowa at their own game. Just how impressive was that, considering how shorthanded they were for Oregon to win that contest on the road in Iowa City?
Well, the shorthandedness is probably what got lost on most people that aren't Oregon fans or who didn't, you know, like really dial into the game. Look, I knew what I had to do last week. And for the Oregon fans listening up there, I trust you don't have a big Iowa contingent, so we can speak amongst ourselves here. I questioned Lanning every day last week. I sent it to him every day last week. I questioned the wardrobe. I questioned the toughness. I questioned whether they could perform in the weather. Mm. I questioned all of this. And normally the reply was in all caps, and it was stuff that I can't say on air. But I knew around Thursday, all right, we're dialed in here. We're ready. And they're going to have to go play an Iowa game in Iowa. I think Oregon can win an Iowa game. Forget about point spreads. Forget about everything else. Just get out of there with a win. And they got out of there with a win, like you just said. And I really think that in the future, if you were to look back, let's say a month and a half from now, there could be a world where Oregon has just found themselves and they're rolling into the semifinals of the playoff. And you're like, wow, how big a dividend did that Oregon win pay? But that all is contingent on them getting healthy. Because the guys they won without the other day, they can't win in the future without. Like, they really can't get where they want to go without those guys. So I look at those kinds of wins as culture wins, but I also look at those kind of wins as, all right, you bought yourself more time. You're just trying to buy yourself enough time to get healthy, and hopefully you do what Ohio State did last year, which is you peak at the right time, which Oregon would have learned the lesson of more so than any other team, because they were the ones who had to experience Ohio State peaking at the right time. And I know that had a big-time effect in that building. The question is, how does it manifest itself? And part of it is you got to get healthy at the right time. That goes for everyone. But then the follow-up is I was just doing a radio hit a second ago, which is why I mentioned this. Someone said, all right, good, Oregon won at Iowa, but, I mean, that team's not good enough to win at all. And I said, okay, if you guarantee me Oregon is just a carbon copy of the team that they were on Saturday night, yeah, you may be right. There's no guarantee they're a carbon copy. I can guarantee it is. The Ohio State team that lost to Michigan probably wasn't good enough to win it all either. Right. But yet they went on to win it all. So it's a crazy sport if you just keep buying yourself time.
I mean, it's an industry where opinion kind of reigns supreme, right? And everybody wants to be right. But it's pretty amazing to me to hear you say, well, that Oregon team can't win it all, from somebody else. Like, how do they watch college football at all? And I know we have...
I mean, it literally happened last year where a team lost, to your point, the Ohio State-Michigan game.
We had the three undefeateds at the top, right? Ohio State, Indiana, A&M. Can people remind me, Indiana, how many seconds to take the lead and win at Penn State, which was down and out? Like, how can anybody honestly watch college football and confidently say who can or cannot win the whole enchilada when you look at the playoff rankings right now?
See, when you get down to it, you realize correct answers are the most boring answers. See, people accuse me of riding the fence all the time because I won't give these like definitive hot take answers on questions like this. But my mind works in terms of percentages and variance.
Yeah.
Not that I'm like a calculator head or anything, but that's how my mind works. So when anyone asks, can someone win the playoff? Mm. If I think they got more than a 2% chance, I'll say, yeah, they could. Well, that's not what I asked. I asked if they will. I don't know if they will. Otherwise, we wouldn't play the games. Like, what are we really talking about here?
Amen.
And the other thing to think about is, even when it comes down to the committee, this is what is aggravating me about the committee, because they're talking about their eye test. I know what they mean when they say that. But here's the thing about my eyes, your eyes, anyone's eyes. If you've gotten even one prediction wrong in your life, which we all have, I don't care about your eyes. Because your eyes have lied to you before. My eyes have lied to me before. I care about more incontrovertible data, and that's where I really get in arguments a lot of times this year. But people saying can and can't, and then people making these definitive statements, and people talking about resumes and eye tests, and I'm just sitting over here with the JP poll.
Breaking it all down. One of the reasons why watching Pate's show is so impactful is that I knew I was excited for USC Iowa this week, and it's a scout of Oregon's next opponent. Let's see how Oregon's last game against, they beat Iowa. How do they fare the next week going on the road to LA? But one of the things I find out watching the preview on Tuesday night is that it's supposed to be a downpour in LA. And what is that? Another rain game now that's going to hit? I did not see that. I have not checked the forecast, so this is why we watched the show. Just your thoughts on how that impacts the game, because USC can run the football, and what we should be keeping an eye on, knowing that USC is obviously on the horizon for Oregon.
Buddy, I'm serious. Like, I want you to listen to this. I don't know that I've ever seen a forecast like this for Los Angeles. Periods of rain, potential for heavy rain, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of rain 100%, 1 to 2 inches of rain expected.
What?
That's Los Angeles.
In L.A.?
That's not Iowa. They're really going to play the game in L.A. And it's going to rain Friday, so I don't know how they get the field painted, but that's a side note. So I think that will make most of the country, once they wake up Saturday and they're made aware of the weather, they'll hammer the under. So if you want the under, get on it now. If you want the under, I don't really care. But what they'll say is, uh-oh, man, USC's not going to be able to beat Iowa. Iowa playing in the rain. That's Iowa's wheelhouse. Okay. Well, that assumes that USC can't win a physical game, which you'd be right to assume in the past because they've been very, very big on flash and very, very low on substance. They ran it for over 250 or something like that against Michigan earlier this year, I think 220. They ran it for over 200 on Nebraska. They've won those kinds of games this year. We just watched Oregon run for over 260 against Iowa last week. But USC being uncomfortable, last time I really saw it happen was Notre Dame. They lost the game. They were losing against Nebraska on the road. Quarterback goes down. That's probably the reason Southern Cal was able to win that game. Those were on the road. This is at home. I just want you guys, everybody there is probably aware of what I'm about to say. I don't think the rest of the country is aware of how massive a hinge game this is for Lincoln Riley. Mm-hmm. If they win that game against Iowa, it is pure out all on Super Bowl time in Eugene the following week. USC-Oregon will be one of the biggest games of the year. If USC loses against Iowa, that's their third loss, their preseason goals get derailed. They are gut-punched, and they have to come up there as a formality, and they probably lose against Oregon, and that's a fourth loss. And Lincoln Riley is sitting in another 8-4 season, and the noise gets cranked up tenfold. So this game right here, they're going to have to win it very similarly to how Oregon had to find a way to win. Oregon did find a way. We get to find out if USC can find a way to win a game like this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
If I was to apply my eye test, I would say if USC wins that game, I think the guy we're talking to right now, the commissioner of college football,
ooh,
put it in pen.
Put it in pen.
He's
put it
in Eugene, pen. Oregon. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Putting that thing down in pen.
We're talking about Josh Pate. Josh Pate College Football Show every Sunday, Tuesday, and tonight. Getting ready to go on the road to Georgia. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, which is really fun on the Instagram. I'm gonna be in a trust tree with you, and I know your response is going to be, why do you feel that way? But I'm just going to be honest, dude. Texas is a pain in my ass. I'm tired of this. I know they're going to lose another game, and I'm kind of tired of all the rhetoric about Texas. I'm really hoping they lose this weekend.
Well, don't let me talk you off of it. I mean, I've never been one to talk someone off hating Texas. Now, do you hate Texas or do you hate the way that people associated with Texas talk about them?
An entire network, if you want to talk about associated with Texas, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Hey, now, you know I have to filibuster you. I can't just let you do that. I
can't let you get away with that.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship with this
network. I know.
Right now.
I didn't name it. I didn't name names. I just, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're probably talking about the CW. Never mind. Okay, yeah, carry on.
Yeah. Actually, USA Network, they just got to deal with the Pac-12 today. So he was mentioning the USA Network there. Yeah, the Texas thing going on the road, I just... When we've seen them on the road, they go to Kentucky. I might be pulling this number out of my you-know-what, but I feel like they had less than 200 total yards in that game. They were down by 17 on the road at Mississippi State, and somehow, some way, in Brandon Walker's face, came back and won that game in shocking fashion, which now I'm finding out that when at Mississippi State is a CFP resume builder, according to some. Where are you at on this game and their legitimate chances to go on the road to Georgia, when who has been such a machine at home under Kirby?
All right. It's the classic can't versus haven't thing that we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. I am a believer. Texas hasn't won these kind of games sans that one game at Alabama in 2023. But they can. They just haven't. A&M hasn't won a national title. Doesn't mean they can't. With Texas, though, so I look at the games featuring the biggest teams, I look at a little bit different. You could have fun breaking down the matchups, and we do that plenty. But with the bigger brands that have unlimited resources, so they can kind of do whatever they want to do. They could be any kind of style they want to be. They could hire any kind of staff they want to hire. I look at them, and whether it's Bama or Oregon or Ohio State or Texas or Georgia, it's like a program versus a program comparison anytime these games happen. And Texas has had a few of these shots now. They had two shots against Georgia last year. They had 60 combined rushing yards in two games. Should just never happen. Now, you could look at it and you say, hey, Josh, Bama's ranked top five right now, and they're not running the ball well. That's true, but they're still scaling their offense despite that because Ty Simpson is that good. Arch hasn't consistently been able to do that. And it's unfair to ask him to be that good, by the way. Like, it's unfair for Bama to ask Ty Simpson to do what he's doing. He's just doing it anyway. But Arch hasn't been able to do that. Now, if all of a sudden the past two games he's played is an indication that he's clicking at the right time, they can look, Georgia's in the 100s in QB pressure rate and havoc rate. So it's not like they're going to harass him all night. At least I don't expect it. But you still got to make the throws. And the other thing you got to do is you got to match physicality. And you went 0-2 doing that last year. I want folks to remember, Georgia beat them handedly in Austin, and Carson Beck threw three interceptions. So it could have been a lot worse. Then they got him in the SEC championship game. Georgia loses the starting quarterback, and the backup beats Texas. So I don't know. It's not like curse, but it's just this hurdle that you have to get over as a program that a lot of my metrics leaned Texas. Like a lot of the computer stuff I use leaned Texas. I just said – it may be 3 points. It may be 4 points. Texas may cover for all I know. But until further notice, I'm leaning Kirby Smart in Georgia against Texas in games like this.
We got to get you out of here because I know you're on a tight window here, so we always appreciate the time. I do want to ask you, I was looking up something on a four-letter network website, and coincidentally, a video of you just popped up. So I'm literally watching a video on mute of you talking while you're in my ear. And it's a little of a weird thing for me, but I want to ask as you go, are we happy with the home decor, or is the Mrs. Pate just free reign, do what you need to do to make it look great? Because the live shots on the Four Letter Network, I assume, are coming from the home. You got some mirror stuff, some decorative stuff on the wall. Are you happy with the lamp you have in the background
here? Like a man cave setup, you know.
It's a little more homey Mrs. than it is the traditional man cave background here. How we're feeling about the home decor?
Soft. Just say it. It's a soft setup.
It's soft.
We need a harder setup. Again, we're in the trust tree, so we can speak freely like this. No. We just need to have a harder setup. I agree with you. I would love brick. I would love caution tape. I would love the sound of a jackhammer somewhere distantly in the background, not a vacuum cleaner in the hallway. It's a completely different vibe. Look, here's the situation. We're in an apartment right now. We're going to move out of it. I'm not investing a single solitary cent, additionally, into decor in this place. Yeah. All of that money is going into what we call a house. And once we get a house, I'll probably have the same kind of setup. But at least I'll be surrounded by better surroundings.
Yeah, I can't wait for it, man. Congratulations. Great success. I love seeing you on the website while I talk to you. And real quick, we had a coworker put their finger in a muffin in a common kitchen space and then leave the muffin on the counter. Should they be suspended for one day?
Whoa. Say that slowly for me again. It kind of broke up, but it was something about fingers and muffins. What was that?
We had a muffin finger amongst us in our building, and they took a shared pastry from yesterday. They clearly put their finger in the muffin, took
test
a piece,
the bite to see how it tastes,
and then left the muffin there fingered and just looking like, please somebody eat me, and I don't know what to do about this.
Did you identify who it was?
No, we put up wanted posters all over the office this morning. Nobody's here yet.
We did,
but they'll get here eventually.
No. Look, this is what management exists for. Management has to come in, identify the lowest level intern there, and they have to taste all the fingers in the building. That's how you find the culprit.
Boom. Nailed it. Now we got somebody recommended finger sniffing earlier. Now we have finger tasting, and I think Paid has won the day right there.
Ooh, Paid, well, that's dangerous, dude. Now I got a guy innocently just licking fingers in my head, and that's a dangerous way to go.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
That's why he's the best. Josh Paid, every Thursday, 7:40, the Commissioner of the Sport. Every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, tonight, new episode. Get ready to hit the road on Twitter at Josh Paid, CFB, Instagram as well, and the Josh Paid College Football Show. Thank you, Paid. Enjoy your Thursday.
Appreciate it, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.